is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Rob.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Josh. So today we're going to be doing part two of a episode where we are asking each other if questions. It's based on a book that my brother used to carry around, kind of doing it in his memory and kind of just to get to know these two a little bit better.
Yeah. So, let's do it.
What if part two? I like it.
Let's get into this.
Yeah, let's do it.
First question. If you had to eat in only one restaurant for the rest of your life, which restaurant would you choose?
Oh, dang. You first.
I already know mine.
Yeah.
Logan's Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me them steaks and potatoes.
Steak and potato every night?
No, I can switch it up. Yeah. Just that's like the main thing that I'd have. Like, I went there the other day, maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. That's the other day to me. And they had a ribeye special kind of thing going on. And I immediately ordered that. That was like my favorite thing at the restaurant. Ribeye, yeah. And then like got some loaded garlic mashed potatoes. That's my jam. And I ordered the big one too, like 16 ounces, I think.
You're sure to get some ribs from there.
I've had Logan's ribs and they're super, super good. But yeah. That's why I chose it. Cause it's like, I can get all the meat stuff that I want. Meat and potatoes. That's like my core meal thing that I like to eat.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably go with Chili's because of the diversity of their menu, so I wouldn't get burned out on it.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking of. I'm trying to think of something that has.
So my answer is Chili's.
Yeah,
I love Chili's chips and salsa is literally my favorite. The first time I went there and I had it, I ordered a bag of chips and salsa to take with me to go home, and I ate half of it on my way home.
Yeah,
yeah, they're so, so good.
If Applebee's hadn't changed their menu, I'd probably choose them. Then
I read
change the menu if you. Years ago.
I read some stuff. They change their menu regularly. It's like kind of like a little bit.
Yeah, they're big change is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I read some stuff on Reddit about Applebee's, and it's like basically saying that like all the restaurants that are like that, everything is cooked in a microwave.
Really?
Yeah, it's super disappointing.
Yeah.
And it kind of, once you kind of know that, I'm sorry if I'm ruining this for you, but once you kind of know that and you go there and eat it, you're like, yeah, it tastes like it came out of a microwave.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I still like it.
Yeah, I love their ribs over there. I'll order their ribs and potatoes to come like get delivered to my house. And then I'll eat like just a full rack of ribs and potatoes. Like I can have it all over my face and not have to worry about anybody looking at me. I can just do that. That's what I order from there whenever I order.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking place you've never eaten, the Sizzler.
I've never eaten at the Sizzler. I've never even seen one. I heard about it in a movie once and I didn't even know it was a real place.
Wow. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Like if you had to compare Logan's to the Sizzler, and that Sizzler's way better.
Is it?
Yeah.
I knew there was a place around here called Western Sizzlin'.
Western Sizzlin', and it was based on the Sizzler. And I figured it was decent food, it was nowhere near the quality.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah. The quality there, that's why it shut down. Their quality just wasn't that good. Yeah.
But I mean, it was similar style where you'd wait in a line and you order at the counter. And then they give you a number and go sit down.
Right.
And then you have a waiter afterwards. So,
yeah,
it's,
there was a restaurant that I went to called Poncho's. I don't know if I talked about this on an episode. I know I talked to somebody about it. I think it was you the other day. And you would go through the line and it was cafeteria style. And you would tell them what you want. They'd put it on a plate and then they'd hand it to you and you put it on your tray as you walk to your seat.
Yeah.
And when you go sit down. It was a buffet and if you want more, you raise your little flag at the table and there's a little flag that went up and then they would come out and be like, what do you want? Then they would go get it for you and bring it back to you. So you never really had to leave your seat.
Hey, you're telling me about that. You're telling me about that.
That was you. Day. Okay. Yeah. And it was all you can eat. And that's pretty awesome.
Squish one of those.
I'm not squishing your Orbeez.
Is that what I was going to say? Is that one of the Orbeez?
The Orbeez. We got, I think it was like 55,000 of them.
Yeah. I saw that post.
Yeah. And then we put them in the bathtub. And fill them up, and now we have trash bags of those because we don't want to throw them away. We don't use them.
Or did they come like real small?
Yeah, like little bitty beads.
Yeah, and
water. Ah, see, they're squishy.
Well, this one didn't squish. That one didn't pop.
They've been around for a little bit.
I saw somebody who posted commented on that post, and they said, "RIP your drain," because they were thinking that it was going to like go down in the drain and block it up. How'd you guys keep that from happening?
We just clogged the drain
and then just scooped them out.
Yeah, and then. Well, I'm thinking there's something I want to do with them. I don't want to just throw them away. We've already turned them into Orbeez and they're squishy and we have 55,000.
Right.
My wife's wanting to take them and do something practical, like put them in a kiddie pool where the kids play them and squish with them. But what I'm thinking is if I took a bunch of those to the prison and deport a bunch of them in a prison cell, dude.
They'd come right back out through the bars.
They'd be excited because...
Well, that's the end of that story.
Because we have those galleries, right? So like they just...
And they would rain down.
They rain down. We just have Orbeez. 55,000 are just bringing trash bags. And it'd be hard to be discreet about it. But just imagine going through like a maximum security prison.
You have to bring in a pocket full at a time. Yeah. So it'll take you like a year to get them all in there.
But just see Orbeez everywhere, all over a gallery. Just like...
They'd be like, where did these come from?
They'd probably like them. They'd be like, man!
Here's the thing. Anybody that works with us could watch this, and then they do it and blame it on you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble.
But I'll just blame it back on them. I'll be like, I'm rubber and you're glue, mm-hmm. and whatever you blame on me bounces off me and sticks to you.
Right.
That's sound logic right there, yep. 100%.
So that,
you can't refute that.
I don't know. I got to do
something
with
them. You think if you put those in a kiddie pool and like wrestled in them, do you think it would eventually like turn into Jell-O? Like, do they fall apart when you squeeze them?
Yeah. I mean, do you want to do it?
I mean, yeah. Especially if it's with you.
Bro, get on some swimming trunks and just get Orby with it. You know what I mean?
All right, back to what if.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about restaurants. Like Logan's Chili's and Sizzler. So we can all get steak. That's good.
You have the most diverse menu, though.
Yeah, I get to get wings. Yeah. I get to get...
I'm a little jelly that I didn't think of Chili's. I love Chili's.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean...
Can I switch? Is it too late to switch?
There's a pretty wide variety at Sizzler. I mean, they also have like a sidebar that changes up. And so, I mean, sometimes you'll be able to get tacos on it. And sometimes
Western Sizzlin did. They had like the little bar off to the side.
But okay. Sydney, hey, girls, call me during another episode.
That sounds about right.
Wow. Did you talk to her in between episodes?
No. Watch this. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
You're on with Just Plain Nonsense.
Okay. Audrey's having a girl.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations, Audrey, for having a girl.
And also, in the morning, can you get Olive? Like, I want to sleep in.
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about that after this episode.
Well, no, I'm going to bed right now. I just wanted to ask you really quick before I fall asleep.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks. See, on Just Plain Nonsense, it's real time, it's real honest, and it's really real. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Just like really real.
Just like really real. Yeah. So, go ahead, continue.
So it is too late for me to switch, though?
No, go ahead. What do you want?
Okay, well, he said it was, but you're leading it, so I'm going to follow you. And okay. I'm going to say that I want Chili's.
Yeah, if you're just copying his answer, then yeah, it's too late to switch.
Can I pick a different restaurant?
I mean, like Golden Corral, if you're looking for diversity of menu.
Yeah, but like, I might as well just eat out of the dumpster.
Here's the thing, though, right? Ready for this? You ready for this?
Yes.
Chili's is everywhere in the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can only eat in one restaurant anywhere you travel in the U.S., within the continental U.S., you get to eat out.
Yeah. But I can't switch now. He told me I can't.
But if you pick something like McDonald's?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You're safe anywhere in the world.
That's already my life half the time anyway with four kids.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I used to work at McDonald's and like...
Yeah, me too.
You can get creative after a while and then you're just like, I'm running out of ideas.
Yeah.
Because they have
such a limited
menu.
With cheese and tomato and ranch instead of the way you normally make it. That's pretty good.
There's a guy who made a taco. He took the tortilla from the burritos and then he put a piece of meat down partially and only cooked it halfway, chopped it up into like ground beef and then cooked it the rest of the way, put it on, put sour cream, cheese, all that kind of stuff, made his own little taco.
Yeah.
You get creative when you work at those places.
Oh, you get in the hot sauce from the breakfast burritos, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what he put on it, but I mean.
If you're going to get spice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I used to work at Hardee's and we would take the biscuit dough. Cut holes out of it and deep fry them. We make donuts out of them and use the glaze or the icing from the cinnamon and raisin biscuits or whatever. And then we used to make like, what is it? I used to take, back when we had roast beef and stuff, I used to like put down a whole big old plate of mashed potatoes and like roast beef and melted cheese on top of that.
Yeah.
That you get creative whenever you work at those places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, this is... going to be kind of a weird one.
Bring it.
If you could wear only one color other than black or white for the rest of your life, what would you wear?
I already got mine.
Which color?
Orange.
Okay.
Orange is my favorite color.
Blue. Royal blue.
This pen is that I hold in my hand.
Yeah.
For my
royal blue.
For my Spanish speaking friends out there, it's azul.
Say royal azul in Spanish.
El Roya Azul.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rey is king, isn't it?
Oh.
I don't know what royal would be.
I know Corona is crown.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So it's the crown virus?
Yeah. It's the king of viruses, man.
The crown beer.
Did you guys see, I know this is like a little off topic, did you guys see that, how the stores are completely sold out of all the other beers except Corona?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, come on, really?
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway, mine would be, I don't know. It's
green.
It'd be a toss up between blue and green.
You're wearing one of each. Well, you got the blue on and your quartz mm-hmm. green.
The problem is that I can't find very many clothes that are green.
Hey, just so you know, there is a Katugi shirt in the Just Plain Nonsense store that is green.
How about that? That was not a
and dark green.
But you
and light green.
You put it down anyway. Well, if orange is the color that you always want to wear, why aren't you wearing orange?
Because I don't have anything that's orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're a big dude, you don't wear bright colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it shows off all your shapes.
But you have to wear it now because you just said.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with that now. Like, if I have to wear it, then I'm stuck with it.
Yeah.
But if I have a choice, I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing camo so you can't see me.
For those of you who don't know, those are our triple helix colors. So our persona has a color with it. Blue, green, orange.
Mm-hmm. I feel like with orange, there's not very big, not like a diversity of orange. You know what I mean? You see orange and there's only like three different shades. You're like, yeah, that's
there's like orange, shades. Tangerine, and then like fire.
Neon yeah. orange, Cheeto, rust orange.
Yeah, see, look at that.
But with amber, blue and green, you can get
teal.
Yeah, well, sea if you mix mist. Them together.
Well, yeah, that's what you just said with blue and green.
I'm saying individually with blue and also with green. That's pretty big, right? I think I'll probably go with green. So I wouldn't let you choose what he chose, so I'm not going to choose what he chose.
Fair enough.
We all picked our colors. That's good.
Everybody stop copying me.
I have a couple of green sweaters and a couple of green t-shirts and I have a green vest, waistcoat, which I want to start wearing that more.
Wait, a waistcoat?
Yeah, a waistcoat.
What's that? Is that your chair?
Yeah, it's annoying.
It's wow. a vest that has a full back.
A full back?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Well, you know how like some vests just have like the cool looking stuff on the front and then they just have like a really thin like different colored back.
I've never worn a vest in my life.
All right, well, that's
I don't know anything about back. Fashion or
I think maybe you need to invest in one.
Oh,
and then you'd be vested.
Ugh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, this podcast is over. See you later.
I'm ready.
I hope it looks really cool in the camera. Don't get mad, Rob. I'm going to see if it has an effect, like it looks cool to the camera. I'm going to bounce this Orbi. Whoa. I bet it's going to look cool.
It might. We'll see.
I had it in my hand all the time because I was going to put it in your hand when you were talking so you'd squish one, but I just threw it.
Yeah, this one didn't pop earlier. See if you can pop it.
There you go.
All righty.
Oh. Obi.
It's gone. I didn't know they were so rolly.
I'm just going to do one more and that's it.
I want to squish one. I want to squish it, but I don't want to lose it.
Here. Orbi's for everyone.
I'll try this again.
Comment down below if you want us to send you an Orbi in an envelope.
You guys, we're a bunch of little kids here.
I will do it.
All right, I'm going to try to squish it. Hang on. Oh, it's about to fly out.
Oh, gosh, that'll probably look cool on camera. Ready?
I'm trying to itch in the face with it.
See, it bounces. Ready?
Bro, there's going to be Orbis everywhere.
Ready? Ready? One last one. Ready?
Do it.
LeBron.
No, that did look kind of cool.
All right, yeah. Cool. All right. Awesome. Beautiful. Continue, Josh.
Okay, cool. So, you're going to wear orange at
weddings and funerals and birthdays.
Well, I was saying you're going to wear orange at Logan's. You're going to wear blue at Chili's. And I'll wear green at the Sizzler.
Yeah, and then we can call each other.
Steak and unlimited popcorn shrimp all night long, man. Delicious.
So do you have to pay for it every time you go?
I don't know. I mean, it just says Yeah. I don't know where
it's
that
just the only
went.
One you have access to eat at. Is
if you had to eat in only one restaurant for the rest of your life.
Oh, so I can still cook food at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as far as restaurants go, you only get one option.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, that's all good. Okay.
Since I can't change the chili.
Go ahead, Josh.
All right. If you could receive all the products from a single company for free, but could not resell them, which company would you choose?
All the products are like a lifetime supply, just like each one of their products.
Opportunity.
Let's just say you can continue receiving them, and you can all their products.
And you just like pick which ones you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, that choice is easy for me. I would receive all the free objects from the store, just plain nonsense, because wow. They're that good.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna plug the store through the whole entire show. There?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, guys. What about you guys?
I'm gonna say last because it's gonna be awesome.
Since I like to do video production and stuff like that, I was going to say Sony, but I think I'm going to change it to Blackmagic. Because that's the gear that I'm looking at right now, and I just want to get all of their stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So we can have infinite cameras and like audio visual gear that we need.
Oh, that's good for all of us.
Right.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I like getting that kind of stuff. It's fun to open that. It's like Christmas Day.
Yeah, it just says you couldn't resell them, so I guess you could give away also. So, I mean, mine could be good for all of us.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
It's like an unlimited supply from the store and just give them away.
But if you get them for free, then we're not getting any money out of it.
No, but it's advertising. It's like, yes, hey, where'd you get that cool Katugi shirt? And they're like, well, I got it from the Just Pinocchio store. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go buy me three of them.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah, that's smart. Then you can like, what you do is you give them one that's not in their size. And then they have to go and buy. Well, like,
if I'm getting for free every Christmas gift every year and birthday, I can just give them stuff like that. And then they're just like, hey.
We're going to have to put our product development team to work, making more shirts and stuff.
All righty. Well, here's what it's going to be. Pepsi Company Incorporated.
Just all that bottled water.
All that bottled water. And
that comes from the top.
All of Lay's chips and all of Taco Bell and all of Pizza Hut and all of Dairy Queen and all of everything that Pepsi owns.
Dang.
I mean, it's ridiculous how much stuff they own.
That's smart.
Chips and dip, man, all day long. Tortillas and salsa. And
you could feed all of Africa.
I could. And they wouldn't make any profit off of it.
He knows why that's important to me. me and Pepsi got a little bit of a feud.
You got a beef?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how I'm friends with the wife of a guy that, you know, kind of raked you over the coals.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
But
he is not.
Anyway, so they're like in their 60s. They won't watch us. Next one.
I'm going to share it to him.
Well, she's going to watch it and be like, you know what? I feel bad for what I did to that one guy and that conversation. And now I'm going to
give them
a lifetime
products.
Free supply of
I'm going to buy all their products from their store.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All righty. If you could make a film out of any book that's never been produced into a film, what would you pick?
The Little Engine That Could.
Little Engine That Could. Didn't they already do that in Major Payne?
Well, they didn't make a movie about
it. They told the story.
They did. Well, there's going to be impossible to find that. One that hasn't been mentioned in a movie.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be kind of cool. I'd make it like a dark, gritty, like, he's like down and out. Mm-hmm. Living on the street. And he's like, well, I think I can't.
How's he supposed to do anything if he is living on the street? Doesn't he have to be living on the rails?
No, I mean, he can like, he's off the rails, bro. he could just still be spinning his wheels. Like, just because he's not on the rails doesn't mean he can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I think I can.
That's why he's living on the streets, because always spinning his wheels, never getting anywhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hashtag metaphors.
Okay, the only thing I could think of would be, because there's been a lot of like stories from the Bible that have been made into movies, but I know one that hasn't, and it would be with Balaam and the donkey, where God gets says the angel, it has the donkey talk to Balaam, right?
Okay. So,
but I'd have the donkey played by Eddie Murphy from Shrek, you know, that donkey.
Shrek, so like, I'm a donkey, Shrek.
Where you going on Damascus? Where you going? Let's go back, let's head west. We in the morning we can have waffles.
Do you think they had waffles back in Bible times?
Well, I mean, it'd be a miracle, but if you make it happen, it's the Bible.
No, I'm asking like legit. Like, could they have had waffles back then? I don't think they had. Did they not have yeast?
Could like, or would have? No, they didn't.
Didn't couldn't their bread didn't rise or anything? Whenever they made it,
I don't know.
So you'd have like a tortilla waffle, it'd be like a flat waffle.
Yeah, you know,
just make a crispy one.
Manna waffles.
Well, I mean, Jesus warned his disciples that a little bit of yeast will leaven the whole bread. They did have yeast.
They did, right? But they didn't use it, right? A lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know
what waffle history.
I'm not a historian.
I'm not a waffle-lean.
I didn't study the culinary arts, the biblical culinary arts.
Right. I think that'd be a pretty good one, though, you know, be entertaining. And then plus, you know, people get a little side of the story they don't really get to see.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But imagine if the donkey had the voice of Eddie Murphy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you make it
the Shrek
like a
donkey.
Like an animated cartoon, yeah.
Where are you going?
Yeah. All right, let's get off of that before this gets racist.
That's not racist. That's my impersonation of that character's voice.
The angel I was going to cut Balaam's head off. Who's going to play that one?
The Rock. Flava Flav.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I take pleasure in gutting you, boy. All right. I'm going to say Old Man in the Sea. I don't know if that's been turned into a movie or not, but I think that would be a pretty good
one. Well, then it doesn't count.
Then there's a chance it doesn't count.
I have a Google machine in my pocket. You know, at work, we argue about stuff and can't look it up because we don't have phones. But I'm going to see if this one is old.
Please enjoy this elevator music while you wait.
This ringback tone
movie. Dang it. They made it in 1958.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up. So now it can't work.
So you can't do it.
What are the books? Do they make Lord of the Rings into that movie?
Oh, wait. I think that was one of the most popular movies ever made.
Yeah. They turned the Silmarillion into a Hobbit, into a movie, and called it The Hobbit. We should actually make The Hobbit movie. That'd be great. That trilogy that they called The Hobbit?
Right.
Only like part of it was The Hobbit.
I didn't watch any of it.
Oh.
I fell asleep during the second movie because I had eaten spaghetti during the first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had all them carbs and I just fell right asleep.
It's rough, man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know anymore. Yeah. I mean,
well, it sounds like a pass then.
I don't want to pass. I'm trying to think of, man.
Let's just all wait here until you figure it out.
Yeah, there's so many books now that I'm like, yeah, that one. Yeah, but they have made it to a movie. They've been starting to make a lot of, like, they made Ready Player One into a movie already.
It was an excellent movie.
Yeah.
You need to pick a book that literally just got written.
That just got written?
Yeah. So because they haven't had time to make it into a movie yet.
Yeah. I don't think I've read any books that just got written. So. Oh, well. They should remake Old Man in the Sea because it was made in 1958.
Yeah, who's going to watch that?
Yeah.
It's like so old.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a boring movie anyway. Not a lot of people sit there and watch it. That's why they wouldn't make it, did they?
Yeah, right. That was like in 1K. Super old.
Mm-hmm. 1K. that's 1080p.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's the resolution we have now. That's the resolution that this video is in.
Hey, beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
So what? What if I ask another question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I would answer it.
If you could be instantly fluent in one language that you're not currently fluent in, which language would it be?
Dang. Without all the hassle of studying and learning, I like
boom,
this.
A language.
Aramaic.
Ooh. You get some deep.
Because then you could like legit go back and study what the scrolls said. Were they written in Hebrew, Aramaic?
No, the Bible is written in Hebrew, Aramaic, not Arabic, Aramaic, and Greek were the three main languages that comprise the entire Old and New Testament.
Okay. So then, yeah, if I learned Aramaic, I could just go
back.
That's
what Jesus spoke.
Like actually see what it says instead of getting somebody else's interpretation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the language that Jesus spoke was Aramaic.
Right, right. That's why I chose that language.
It'd be pretty sweet, yeah. You know the literal interpretation.
Yep. That was my answer.
Well then, mine would be, because it's such a complicated language, it also ties into that, but just because it's got a number system, it's just such a like profound language, would be Hebrew. Like all dialects of it just would be confined to just Hebrew in general. Because that language is super freaking intense.
Aren't those considered dead languages? Like, or are they
Aramaic
still,
is,
but not Hebrew?
No, Hebrew is still learned and taught pretty pretty easily.
I gotcha. What about you?
Well, I'm sitting here debating on two different ones.
You can't choose any of the ones that we have.
I know. I don't want any of the ones you have with your, like, learning stuff.
With our legit reasons.
With your legit reasons. See, at first I was going to say Gaelic, which is almost a dead language now.
Okay.
You know, and that would be more of just to study some of the old folklore and that kind of stuff, just because I'm really interested in that. But
right.
That would probably be a thing where I'd have a passion for it for a little bit, then die out and all that stuff. So I'm going to say Japanese, because I hate listening to dubbed versions of anime. The voice actors are horrible. And if I could just watch it in the original language and not have to read it, that'd be great.
Yeah, one of the problems with them is they all sound like they're reading. It's rough.
I'm going to say something to you that you're not going to know what it means until you learn it, so I can get away with it on this episode. Iyodosai.
So what's your next question? What if you asked another question?
Is it I love you?
Nope.
Dang it. Okay.
Not even close.
Not even close?
Well, because I asked if you need to bleep it, and he goes, eh. So it's probably not a good thing.
All righty. So let's see. This is kind of a sad one. If your home were to be totally destroyed by a fire, but you could save one thing, what would it be?
Myself.
Are you a thing?
Yes.
Are you a person, place, or thing?
A person is a thing.
Are they?
Yeah. I am a physical thing.
Not people. No people or animals. Take those out.
Okay.
A thing.
Can I pick my house?
No.
I'm trying to like skirt the edges.
Unless you have a smaller house inside your bigger house. You can save that smaller one.
I can save one thing.
One thing.
Your soap dispenser, it's really cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It smiles at you. Yeah. It's like all lights automatic up and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to teach Micah how to use it though, because she has trouble using it. You hear that, Micah? Let's see.
She didn't answer. I didn't hear her.
Yeah, no, so I don't even know where she is.
All right.
It would probably be my laptop. Not that I have like stuff on it that I want to save, because literally everything is backed up to the cloud. But yeah, I would save my laptop because it's the thing that I use the most out of everything. That's because I wouldn't want to have to go buy another one or have my insurance company buy another one. I don't have anything of really any sentimental value or anything in my house.
Mm-hmm. Mine would be my filing cabinet with all my stored triple helix.
Is that Japanese coming through?
Yeah, my triple helix, all my like short stories and poems and like all my writings and sermons, everything I've written in general that's in those things. Like,
yeah,
couldn't rethink them.
You're more of an analog person, so you have all your stuff stored like that.
Yeah,
and it's funny because like mine is all in my it was on my laptop, but it's like stored.
You'd be
elsewhere.
It'd be easier for you to get out of the fire with that.
Yeah, because you'd like lug in like two freaking filing cabinets out of your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem. I have three things that I'm trying to sit here and choose between. Because there's obviously I have a bunch of notes that I don't have digital copies of that I've just handwritten throughout the years, and I have several binders that they're all in. And then I have a jacket that was my brother's, and he's passed, you know, almost 6 years ago now. And then I have a stuffed monkey that I got the day I was born. And my dad got all of us stuffed animals the day we were born, and we still have them.
Right.
And I did the same thing for my kids. I have a tattoo right here of stuffed animals, you know, because it's super, you know, tough.
I've seen that. I never knew what it was about.
Yeah. He was like, hey, look, he has a teddy bear tattoo. Yeah. That's what they're about. So
that's cool.
I think it's because I've had him the longest. He's known me the longest. I'm gonna say Bunky.
Bunky?
Bunky the stuffed monkey.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's an interesting name. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
I guess I couldn't say monkey when I was younger, and I used to call it Bunky, and so it stuck.
That makes it even more adorable.
Yeah. But I'm about to pinch your beard.
Yeah. And then, of course, my kids, you know, if the fire burnt down, hopefully they would save their stuffed animals.
I thought you were going to say hopefully they'd make it out.
Oh, they're making it out. I just said.
Right.
All the humans grab his papers. All the humans and
animals. Yeah, all the humans and animals are making it out.
That's why you grab the monkey and then you tell one of your kids, like, hey, grab that jacket on your way out. Yeah. That's the only thing they get.
Oh, no, they grab their stuffed animal.
Right.
A bear and a monkey. And
I have a Mickey Mouse that my mom gave me, like my biological mom, like 180 years ago. Mm-hmm. She gave me a Mickey Mouse and he's got a tear on his leg from us. Like, you know, I've had it since I was like really, really little. And he's actually sitting on one of my surround sound speakers in my house, like just sitting up there, just like watching over my living room. Mm-hmm. But I've got him. I don't even remember my mom giving him to me. Like, I just, my dad told me that she did. Mm-hmm. So I've had that for about 40 years.
Yeah. Nice. So I've got a couple more questions here. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to end on.
Make it a good one.
Make it a good one.
No, you know what? Better make it a bad one.
Make it a bad one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's two more. So I'm saying this is the least bad one out of the two, and then the last one's going to be the last one.
Okay.
If you could own any building in existence, which one would you pick?
So, okay, so here's the thing. I would own it, but, like, do I have to pay property taxes on it? And, like, I know these are questions that are outside of what was listed, but...
Someone just gave it to you. They signed it over to you.
Right, mm-hmm. But, like, if I have to pay property taxes, it's like, how am I going to afford property taxes on a freaking skyscraper in New York?
Yeah, exactly.
Just turn around and sell it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it doesn't say you can't sell it.
That's true.
It's going to be for free. You can try and sell it.
Maybe we can own everything in it also.
Okay, I'll just take Trump Tower.
Trump Tower?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, wait.
I hear they have the best tacos.
What about that that really sweet-looking hotel in Dubai?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I want that. Because that has like a tennis court that's like just floating off the side of the building. Mm-hmm. And it has like these giant nets around it and stuff to like keep you from falling off and whatnot. But yeah, that would be me. I would totally take that.
Nice.
It looks sweet too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's going to generate revenue, you know, since the hotel.
Yeah, because who wouldn't want to use that tennis court? I mean, mm-hmm. Come on. Yeah. And I think half of it's underground, underwater. Or like maybe not half of it, but part of it's underwater.
Yeah.
Dubai has some insanely cool architecture.
Yeah, so if you get the building, do you get the content within it?
That's what you just said, yeah. Yeah,
we can do that. Oh, yeah. I'm narrowing down two. I'm torn between the Great Pyramids.
Ooh.
Or like probably a particular museum.
Mm-hmm. Like that just reminds me.
As soon as I was like, you can have all the contents inside of it, a museum popped into my head too.
Oh, yeah.
That was
a very specific one.
That reminds me of a clip from The Office. I literally just watched it today where Kevin didn't believe that mummies were real. And they were like, Kevin, mummies are real. They're in museums. And he's like, who would put a mummy or who would build a museum with a mummy in it?
Which one?
Man, that show.
Those are the ones you're thinking about. Which one do you settle it on? You got to choose.
I mean, it'd be pretty gangster to own a pyramid. So I'm going to say probably the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah.
It's an old Giza.
It's an old Giza.
What about you?
Get off my pyramid.
Yeah. So.
Get off my sand. I was going to say that, but I was still laughing. I couldn't say it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with my original. Like, I was thinking about the Louvre, which is a.
Yeah.
It's a bathroom, right?
A bath, yeah. It's a loo. No.
It's a place in.
I don't know if I can pronounce it correctly. Louvre.
Yeah, it's.
Louvre. It's a museum.
I've always heard Louvre, but I didn't know that there was an R in it.
Yeah, there's an R-E at the end.
Is it in Britain?
Maybe that's it. No, it's in Paris.
That's what I knew.
But I think I'm going to go with a different building. I think is also in Paris, Marseille, which is a giant castle that was built by, one of the Louis.
One of the King Louis?
Yeah. Louis XIV is one of the
King's,
right?
Louis, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was like the... The 12th Louis decided to commission it, and the 13th Louis built it. And then the 14th Louis got to live in it, but then it got killed. The whole revolution thing.
Louis!
Yeah.
Remember from the 90s?
Louis! No.
I'm not doing that right.
Nah. I understood what he said.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Didn't he enslave people?
I don't know. He might have.
I don't know history.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the past.
Yeah, that was Marie Antoinette. That was his wife, right, at the time?
Can't ask me, bro. I know nothing about history. I got a D in history because I sat next to a pretty girl.
Yeah?
No, that was geography. See, I don't even remember what class I was in.
Yeah.
I hated history.
You got it rough, man.
Yep.
You got it bad. Got it bad.
I hated history. This is my worst subject in school.
I love history.
I couldn't stand it. I think it was the way it was taught, though. Like, I need more hands-on learning. And I can't. Like, history, how do you teach that hands-on unless you go to a museum?
Yeah.
They need more of a modern approach to teaching history.
More of like a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure approach.
You know? Yeah.
Like with lasers. And
can you go and hang out with Socrates?
Mm-hmm.
Socrates. Dude, they're remaking that movie.
Yeah, they're making a third one. And
I'm totally going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. But like I saw a screenshot from it and they're looking old.
They're looking super old.
Keanu Reeves is awesome, but he's looking old.
I almost guarantee
compared to the first couple, you know?
Because they were like 11 in the first couple. And now they're like 90. So I guarantee that they're going to do a little flashback, like where they're going to like shoot the old Bill and Ted,
mm-hmm.
the older Bill and Ted on a green screen. And then they're going to have them come into a shot from the Bill and Ted's from the, was it 90s, 80s, 90s?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee they're going to like run into themselves and be like, whoa, we need to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I almost guarantee that's going to happen.
Probably could. Yeah.
I should write time travel fiction.
Oh, yeah, you'd be great at it.
Yeah.
Especially not knowing history. Then we get back in time, and there was Albert Einstein and Hitler.
Are you crazy? It's Rob. He's going to go forward in time.
Yep.
He's going to get all the cyberpunk stuff in the future.
No, he's going to go back and just mess it all up. Mm-hmm. Like, there I was with Albert Einstein and George Washington, and we all signed the Constitution together. And then, then took on the pharaohs in battle.
And we defeated the Huns.
With our space tridents.
Yeah. Because the aliens came back from the future, and they gave him the space tridents.
Just make sure you take Betty White with you, since she's been around forever. She can guide you through.
Yeah, and she knows all that stuff. Yeah. She'll be my guide. Like, what was that dude's name? George Carlin's character.
I don't remember. It's been so long.
In Bill and Ted. Comment below what his name is. Hopefully, we'll read it right now. I don't see any comments coming in.
Nothing. You guys let us know.
This isn't live.
You can go back in time and
learn his name.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what she would be. She would be my.
Use the internet.
Yeah, use your Google machine.
I got it. Actually, I'm using the IMDb machine this time.
I mean, I think it's the IMDb machine though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the BDSM machine.
Bill and Whoa.
Yes. George Carlin. I don't remember his character's name. It's like Morpheus or something, isn't it?
I bet that's exactly what it is.
I just can't remember.
Bill and Ted Face the Music is going to be the new one. So.
It's like Jack Black and Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Let's get his name.
Let's see.
But anyway, Betty White's going to play him, his character.
I think?
Yeah. She would be him, like, and I would be Bill and Ted.
Rufus.
Or no, it'd be me and you. Rufus, that's right.
Mm-hmm. It is right, because I just looked it up.
Yeah. So it'd be she would play Rufus, his character, and you and I would be Bill and Ted.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would travel back in time and face the Huns with the space tridents. Along with Benjamin Franklin and Albert Einstein.
I accept. 100%.
Sounds good.
That'd be the greatest movie of all time and the past, which will be the future.
And the present.
And the present.
It's a good thing we had an original idea and we're just going to get something new out there.
That's true, because I'm sick of all the repeats and remakes and all that stuff.
It's crazy.
Hashtag reboot.
Except for Highlander. You guys can redo Highlander. I'd be very excited about that.
I know.
I would watch that.
That movie holds up, and it's still a good movie, but I would love to see a reboot and a series on it now.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with like new graphics and 4 or 8K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All righty.
Last question. Reeling in.
One last question. If you could suddenly possess an extraordinary talent in one of the arts, what would it be?
I mean, I already do.
Oh, yeah.
I think I did that wrong.
Supposed to be a flick off the shoulder, not the tits. Like,
no, that was my chest up here. No, that's why I did it wrong because I was like, oh, got to get that mustard off of there. But instead of like, get the dust off.
What about some more arts? If you say mine, I am stealing it because we might be saying the same thing here in a second.
I would say like I was going to pick drawing. Initially like artistry, but like I can kind of do that now, but I would really, really, really love to sing.
Yeah.
That's my main one. Like I am jealous of good singers and I'm upset that I can't sing. I can match a note, but I can't sing. And it's very disappointing. Michael laughed at me because I tried to sing a Linkin Park song in my living room.
In the end, it doesn't even matter.
It was bad. Like I was like, man, I feel like I can sing, Michael. And he goes, oh yeah, let's hear it. So I started singing, and I was like, the beginning of it, not ear splittingly terrible. It was like tolerable. But then as soon as he went up into like the chorus, is like he started laughing.
Well, because part of it actually was pretty decent, and then all of a sudden
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah,
it was bad.
You just need a voice trainer.
Yeah, I actually had one for a while, and then I stopped going because I was bored.
Yeah,
that'd be mine, is to sing.
Mine would actually be to be a good sketch artist, because look at all the projects that we do.
Oh, yeah.
And you've seen, like, we've created some of my cheesy stick art and stuff, and we've used it as shirts. But to actually have a real talent in drawing, to be able to sketch things at that level, would be my choice, because with all the products that we do and all the, I would love to be able to do it to the ability of doing animations.
Yeah.
Because doing cartoons is hard, and we're trying
animation to. Animation is so tedious, yeah, though, man, but it would be amazing.
I'm super patient, though. Yeah. You know that. Like, I get into something forever. So if I could do that, would be mine, just so I could create animations for us, so we can actually have cartoons and stuff, yeah, and I would create better designs for whatever. So that'd be mine.
That'd be super cool.
Mm-hmm. See, I thought you were going to steal mine, but I guess Mike stole it. Now that's something that I've always wanted to do. I mean, when I was a kid, before I decided that I wanted to actually write short stories and novels, I wanted to tell stories through comics.
Oh,
like
right,
I wanted to, you know, I had Stickman Wars, I think I've said before.
Yeah, you told me about that. I thought that was such a cool idea.
Ever talk about, what was it, Mailman and Paperboy?
Yes.
I wanted to make that as a comic also.
I think you did tell me about that, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, and now I have several other things, like I was talking about before, the Teddy Bears versus Nightmares, you know.
That is such a good idea.
Yeah, I think that would come across better with either comics or a cartoon.
Yeah.
Well, it,
or both.
It's funny because if you look at, if you've been with us for a while and you look, I've sketched stuff that we've put up on the screen that I would do in like 10 seconds, but like the seagull.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
The stick chicken, the Katugi.
You never let me take a picture of stick chicken.
Okay. So here's the stick chicken story real quick in 30 seconds. So I started this weird trend that's not really a trend because only I do it. But every time I go to a hospital, they always have the dry erase boards where they write like what's needed, yeah, and the nurses name the doctors
for the next shift of the nurse and stuff.
So whenever they're not looking, I always, because I used to work hospital duty a lot with my job with inmates, and then plus my grandma was in different hospitals for a while, and I've just been in a lot of hospital rooms.
Right.
But so whenever they're not in there, I'll take the dry erase marker and I'll draw a stick chicken. And if I see something on the board passing by when I'm going to the bathroom, I'll draw another stick chicken. So I had this thing going. So every time I go to a hospital, with as many opportunities as I can, in many rooms as I can, I'll just draw stick chickens and leave them. So throughout like three different hospitals around here, there's been stick chickens drawn on several different boards.
They're like, over the stick chicken bandit has struck again.
Like, who's drawing these stick chickens? Because if you looked at old episodes, you might see them. But I got like, it'll be like the stick legs and the stick feet, but then it'll actually have full wings and a full detailed face, and everything else is a stick.
You're going to have to draw me one so we can put it up on the screen.
Yeah. I've drawn tons of them. That's stick chickens is my thing.
Do it right now. As he draws this stick chicken. I think we've gone through all of the questions that I had. So
did you answer that last one?
Yeah. I was saying I want to make comics.
Oh, drawing. You know, right.
That's something that I've wanted to do for a while. You know, because I don't just like storytelling in certain forms. I like every type of storytelling. Like,
right,
if you
all
can have
forms.
Yeah, a single picture can tell a story if you take the correct picture.
Right.
And people can understand a really big story out of just one picture, you know? So,
well, what's crazy or what's awesome about ours is that we can all get better at our chosen art that we, we can all get better at it just through practice.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to actually get better at it, we could just practice at it and get better.
Yeah, but I mean, if you could suddenly possess an extraordinary talent.
Stick chicken.
I have never, ever seen your stick chicken drawn.
I've drawn like close to 100 stick chickens.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I could just get one of those pads that hook up to the computer and just immediately be able to just like draw everything that I wanted to every single time.
I have one of those.
Yeah, well.
I bought one because I wanted one.
Yeah.
I bought a real big one.
I've thought about buying one just because I want one, but I'm like, unless I know I'm going to actually invest the time to do it, I don't want to invest the money.
You get that? Can you get that?
I'll get a picture of it. if you let me take it this time.
Stick chicken.
That's
what I'd love.
I bought one, and I bought a real big one. Mm-hmm. And it's bigger than a sheet of paper. Like, the drawing area is bigger than a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And I found out that I don't like it being that big. Yeah, because it's like, in order to get across the screen, mm-hmm. you have to literally draw all the way across it. It's like a one-to-one kind of thing. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to do that. I want to sketch like real little. So what I did was I shrunk down the area that would receive it to like real small. Mm-hmm. And I would draw inside that. But the problem is your screen is flat, right? It's like mm-hmm. level with you.
Yeah.
But you draw at an angle. Yeah. You ever notice that? Do you mm-hmm. turn your paper when you draw? Yeah. So I would have to turn the tablet to draw on it. Problem is you're looking down at the tablet and up at the screen. And it's like when you try to draw a line straight down on the screen, it doesn't go straight down on the pad. Mm-hmm. So then you end up drawing off to the side. And it got to a point where I hated using it.
Well, I had a friend who would use one, and he'd have it right here, and he'd never look at it. He'd just do like this.
Yeah.
And then like he would never actually look down at it. He would just sit there and like make these strokes. And like he was a really good artist and everything. But
that's
like,
awesome.
It was amazing. He's not looking at what he's drawing.
I want one that actually like you can draw on the screen. Like mm-hmm. you look at the screen and you draw on it, and it actually puts the lines on the screen.
Yeah.
That gives me an idea for an episode before we close. Is
we should pineapples.
We should do an episode where we do that and we sketch each other.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
While we're discussing at the very end of the episode, you post it with it.
That'd be so much
like
fun.
Like your version of Rot, you know, each other. It'd be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we should do it like on one of the next two episodes.
That'd be really good. I'm down for that.
All right.
Yes.
High five myself.
All righty. Well, my list ran out, so I think it's about time to shut this down. But if you had any really good answers to any of these questions that we just asked and you want to comment below, go ahead. Subscribe if you want to see more of our content. Like it because it was good, hopefully. Until next time. Bye.
Adios.